This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 623, Boisterous Band 9 Words for Parks.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today you'll learn awesome vocabulary for talking about parks and gardens on your next IELTS speaking exam. Hey, Lindsay, what's going on?
Hey, Jessica, not much. You know, we are here in early October now when this is coming out.
Yes. So,
but you know, I'm spending a lot of time outside in the parks, enjoying like the foliage, the leaves changing nowadays. So it's a good time to be in New England. Absolutely.
Oh, gosh. And you know, James and I are in parks twice a week at least now, because that's where all the soccer practices and games are. Yeah. And James said he really likes this one soccer field we go to because, and all the other teammates agree, this is the best place to have a game because there's also a playground, and that's where they get to play before and after the game. I mean, like, at this age, it's not about the game. It's about all the other stuff, you know? It's about, like, getting to run around with friends, and snacks are always a really big deal.
Yeah.
Like, getting the snacks after the game. It's really, like, surrounding it that's exciting.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense at that age. Ice cream after the game and playing in the playground and all that good stuff. Sounds good.
Totally.
To me.
Oh, it's fantastic. But guys, there are part one questions about parks and gardens. And so we are going to give you guys some super awesome vocabulary today that you can use in these answers, because I know that these could be tough for some people, and you might not spend a lot of time in parks, but you know what, guys? Even if you don't go walking through a park or a garden every day, you still need to be able to talk about it on IELTS.
Absolutely. So we are here to broaden your vocabulary, guys, and to give you a good sense of what vocabulary words would really push your score higher. That is why we're here for you guys. But remember, before we get into it today, guys, there is an easy step-by-step way to get to your target score. It's organized, it'll save you time, and it's called Three Keys IELTS. And Jessica, we have this awesome bonus called Wake Up the Examiner, right? For our listeners who want to, essentially, just like we're doing today, wake up the examiner on the speaking test. Right?
Exactly. And yes, vocabulary is a major way we do that.
Yes.
And in this bonus video and guide, there is vocabulary for you guys. Descriptive, high level, native vocabulary that will definitely push the examiner up into giving you that 8, that 9. Who knows? Aim for the stars. So guys, if you are ready to get the highest scores on your next IELTS exam, it is guaranteed with our system. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic, get the whole course and this bonus speaking stuff, or go to allearsenglish.com/coach. And that's where you also get these personalized one-on-one lessons with me.
Exactly. And remember, guys, this bonus is only available for you guys, our podcast listeners, and it's only available if you go to those links. Any other links, you will not find this bonus. So go get it today.
Super awesome. Okay, let's see. So when we think about a park or garden, right? Anytime we are describing a place on the speaking exam, you guys want to have an image in your mind. So Lindsay, when you picture a park or a garden, what are some adjectives that come to mind?
Well, I think of the adjective, especially at this time or in the spring, I think of the word lush. Right, because
that's such a great word.
Yeah, maybe more so in the spring when there's a lot of greenery. And it's so funny, like Here in New England, it changes so quickly. It's like April will be, things will still be kind of wintry and the trees don't quite have leaves. And then all of a sudden May, you snap your fingers and everything is green and lush. And it's amazing. It's like, what happened? How did that happen so fast?
That's so funny. You know what? Portland is always lush. I feel like, I mean, I think there's like a small window in the winter, but it's pretty much always lush. So anytime you can just see a lot of foliage, that's the next word. Anytime you can see lots of green leaves, right? That's when we say something is lush, right?
Yeah, I noticed that about Oregon, by the way. On my road trip across country, I noticed that you guys have those evergreen trees that are always green.
Right?
And it's very different from the East Coast. It's really beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, it's gorgeous. I know. I love taking road trips here.
Yeah.
Okay. So, foliage. This is a very high level, very academic sort of term to just describe plants, plants and bushes.
Yeah. I mean, well, yeah. I think of it more as what happens in the fall I guess it means the plants and the trees, right? But when I use it is actually more in the fall when they change colors. So the foliage, you know, that's something that actually New England is famous for. People come to Vermont and upstate New York and the East Coast to see the foliage. They take weekends in like Stowe, Vermont, and they do like a foliage tour all around the mountainous areas.
The
colors you can see, orange, yellows. You guys know. I mean, I saw this in Japan too. It was incredible in Japan.
Yeah.
Incredible. Yeah. Foliage.
Yeah. Anywhere where you have seasons, right? Anywhere where you actually have seasons, you will see the foliage change. Mm-hmm. And so I like that phrase, like the changing colors of the foliage. Mm-hmm. Like that is such a beautiful phrase that you guys could use on your exam. And this next phrase, you guys, I think this is cool for taking these answers a step further, like not just talking about a city park or a garden in your yard. But you know what, guys? What about talking about a national park? What about, you know, Yosemite or the Grand Canyon? I mean, you guys, that's a park, right? So if you have these larger nature reserves in your country that there are hikes and trails, that's also a park. And when you're describing that, and you could give more details about it, you could describe the flora and fauna. So the flora would be the foliage. Is that right? And the fauna is the animals.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. Yeah. I actually didn't really know this term until I traveled to South America and started going on like tours in South America, kind of going around like the Amazon and that kind of thing. I hadn't really heard this before that.
Oh, but, funny.
Yeah. But yeah, flora, I think, is the plant life and fauna is the animal life. Yeah.
And always use them together, flora and fauna. It's it's a phrase. You have to say the whole thing. So that would be a great introduction into you giving more details about a larger park or natural area. And speaking part one, guys, in this topic, there are also questions about activities that occur or that you take part in parks. So, Lindsay, what kind of activities do you like to get up to in parks? Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today. Remember, you have a very special bonus we made just for podcast listeners. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach and get your lesson and guide how to wake up the examiner on your speaking test.
Well, I mean, it actually makes me think of our urban adventure in Boston. We did a potluck with the students. Remember?
Yes. Oh, potluck. I love this word.
Yeah.
I love the idea of potluck just because food.
Yeah, I love it. So we all went and we bought different things like chips and cookies and things to share. And that's the idea. Usually with a full on potluck, with a dinner potluck, people will cook their own dishes, elaborate stuff will happen, right? And people will come with their prized dish and share it. But a potluck is something I love to do in a park.
Yeah, guys, this is so great on like a Sunday afternoon or something when you call a bunch of your friends and maybe you take the initiative to gather everyone together to establish a time and a place. But like, you don't want to cook for 20 people either. So make it a potluck, right? Take the initiative, have this experience, talk about it on your exam. And then you like, it just everybody comes together and shares all of this food. It's so great. So another activity that's super common in the summers here, definitely not now because it's already cold. It did happen really fast this year. You could talk about having like open air concerts, and that adjective phrase open air to describe an event. Anything that takes place outside, you could say it is in the open air, or use it as an adjective like an open air concert.
I like that. I like that. And what about, Jessica, if we want to describe kind of the atmosphere and the sense of the people, like what is the feeling in a park sometimes? Do you have any words to describe that?
Totally. So I'm just reflecting on my run this morning, how I did not listen to anything. I finally took my headphones out, my earbuds out, and I just listened to the sound of my footsteps, like running, and just the quiet of being out in nature. And that feeling to me is meditative. And so anytime you could find a quiet corner in the park, or maybe it's midday when there aren't a lot of people there, you could use the adjective meditative.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. And then in the other corner of the park, maybe there's a soccer game going on, or maybe there's a, like we said, a potluck where people, it's a Sunday afternoon. Maybe people are just having fun and talking with each other. We could use the word boisterous. So that means that
Good adjective.
Yeah, there's a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm. People are feeling good.
Yeah. Oh, that's super fun. Yeah, that is such a great adjective, you guys. Boisterous. And it's just fun to say. Say it with like flora and fauna. That is fun to say for me because it's alliterative. That's another adjective where all the words begin with the same sound. Guys, find the phrases you love to say. Choose two or three of today's phrases. Think about which ones really apply to your experience or apply to experiences that you want to have, right? You could use these as like, this is my goal. I am going to have a boisterous experience so I could talk about it on the exam and then plan an awesome potluck this weekend. You know, like these are things that, yeah, they're great, but they will help you on your exam. Oh, you know, it'd be cool. Guys, invite all of your friends that are learning English and have it be an English-only potluck and spend an hour eating and chatting with your friends in English. That would be awesome.
I love that idea. I love that idea. And guys, yeah, like Jessica said, take pleasure in using new words. It's fun, right? It's so fun. And obviously, you're not necessarily experimenting with new words on test day, but you're going to experiment with them before test day so that you feel good using them in the exam, okay?
Exactly. Yeah, you guys have to use these.
Yeah,
or you have to practice them now. They're not going to magically come out on Saturday.
Exactly. So guys, remember to get that special bonus that's only for podcast listeners. To get the basic course, go to allearsenglish.com/basic. To get the personal coach version, go to allearsenglish.com/coach, and we will see you inside the course. All right.
Super awesome. All right, Lindsay, thanks for talking vocab today.
Yeah, it's always fun to talk vocab. All right, Jessica, have a good weekend. Enjoy yourself. Have fun.
Thanks, you too. Right. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.